stay connected. Sign up for our newsletter. Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Walk. Your host is Patty Compton Christopher. Throughout our program today, with testimonies of healing through God's power and with Patty's personal walk with God, you'll be enlightened to make choices that can truly change your life. And now, your host, Patty Compton Christopher.
Good morning. How are y'all doing? Or as we say in New Orleans, where are you at? This is Patty Compton Christopher, and you are listening to Walk on the Seventh Wave channel of Voice America Radio. On this show, we talk about our daily walk with God. The purpose is to awaken thought to the healing Christ as a present help, not just something that happened in biblical times. Even today, with the understanding of God and His laws, we can be healed of whatever ails us, whether it be physical, mental, job-related, marital, or other relationships, economic, whatever it is that depresses or distresses, we can be healed of it. So I say to everyone listening, just as Christ Jesus said to the man who had lain 38 years at the pool of Bethesda, rise, take up thy bed and walk. So take up your bed of sorrows, anxieties, fears, and distresses, and walk. Because, as it says in Matthew 19:26, with God, all things are possible. Today, we are going to be talking about the prayer of safety, the 91st Psalm. I chose this topic because in a few days, we will be honoring our servicemen and women with Veterans Day. Many veterans have said that they lived through wartime with the 91st Psalm always in their pocket. That is because this is a psalm of safety. When we look closely at this psalm, we can see numerous reassurances of God's protection of His beloved children. Since we have so many servicemen and women overseas in combat zones, I felt that this was the perfect way for us to honor them with a prayer of safety. I also want you to know that every prayer is heard and felt, and that is why it is so vital that each one of us pray for our troops, our government, ourselves, especially when fear takes over. Prayer dispels the mesmeric pull towards suicide and other negative states of mind that discourage or distress. We can all participate in annihilating evil through daily prayer. Now let's read through Psalm 91 first, and then I will give some illumination to the words and phrases for a little bit better understanding. Let me begin reading the 91st Psalm, and this is one of the out of the book of Psalms in the Old Testament. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is a beautiful psalm, chocked full of phrases indicating safety and comfort. And it's such a wonderful thing. I want to share with you some of the ideas that I have about this psalm. Now we're going to take it phrase by phrase. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I like to think of this as when you remain conscious of divine love's presence, you are protected by love. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Love is your hiding place. Love is your protection, your God, because God is divine love. It tells us that in John. Divine love will not fail you. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Love will also certainly prevent you from being caught up in evil activity and from anything that repeatedly tries to make you believe love's kingdom is not come. I know that love's kingdom is come. And that's because of what I've understood through the teachings of Christian Science, that God is a very present help. So God is present, and God's kingdom is at hand when we acknowledge him in our lives. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Divine love encircles and covers you. Therefore, you can trust love to protect you. I love that image of his feathers and wings coming over you. I want to just give you a little example of where that thought probably came from. And there is evidence of it having happened recently during these forest fires that occurred. One of the firemen was walking through, and he came upon a burned carcass of an owl, and he just sort of nudged it with a stick, and out from underneath those singed wings came two baby chicks, perfectly healthy, perfectly preserved. This is what is meant. God will protect and preserve all of our servicemen and you. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Oh, you cannot be made afraid when it appears the darkest hour has come and threatening illusions beset you, nor do you need to be afraid when vicious lies are directed at you. That's what I see with this arrows that fly during the day. So many times we seem to be beset by people's comments or rumors or whatever. And whatever it is, whether it be an actual bullet, bomb, lies, rumors, whatever it is, it cannot touch you. So don't be afraid of it. God is surrounding and protecting you at all times. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. You don't need to be afraid that sickness will overtake you in the darkest times. When we keep our thoughts on the one mind God, on love, and we endeavor to express that in our lives, we do not need to expect that we can be set upon. And if we are set upon, we can know that God is right with us, taking care of us right there. And we can know that the fearful events that you witness, that make you think that can happen to you, that none of those things, when you're conscious of love's all presence, that none of those things can happen. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. You don't have to believe what you are seeing with your eyes. There may be people falling all about you, but you will remain untouched. Now, we can protect those around us by also praying for them and knowing that God is surrounding all of us. Only with thine eye shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Only to the human eye will it appear that hate prospers. But ultimately, hate is annihilated. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. Now I'm going to stop it right there because I know there's another phrase, but because you are conscious of love, which is also my consciousness, only divine love, and you have remained unmoved from love, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Love will not allow you to be separated from him. He will not allow you to be plagued by anything, whether it's erroneous thoughts or seeming to be invaded by different situations such as pestilence or whatever. Now, we have some more to go. We have quite a bit to go yet with this interpretation, and I'd like to get back to you on that. So at this point, I'm going to make a clean break here because we've got a lot to do and I don't want to interrupt this next thought. So we will continue talking about the prayer of safety, the 91st Psalm, after this break. You're listening to Walk on Voice America Radio, Seventh Wave Channel, and I'm Patty Compton Christopher. I'll be returning in just a moment.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
The Christian Science Practitioner's Office is here for you for Christ-centered healing. Matthew 19:26 says, "All things are possible with God." Call area code 504-833-5511 for healing. Also, check out these websites for reliable information on Christian Science. In New Orleans, visit www.christianscienceneworleans.org. In other parts of Louisiana, visit www.christiansciencelouisiana.com or see the national website at www.christianscience.com. Vocally Studio Supplies, where you buy your vocal studio supplies for a song. Find our webpage at www.vocallystudiosupplies.net, where you can learn more about the vocal technique and products offered. Then, shop us at www.vocallystudiosupplies.com, where we have a variety of products, including books, posters, CDs, sheet music, breath control aids, and complete teaching packages. Vocal E Studio Supplies. Professional tools equal professional results. Visit VocalEStudioSupplies.com and .net today.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to Walk. To reach Patty Compton Christopher, send us an email to walkradiovoiceamerica@gmail.com. That is walkradiovoiceamerica@gmail.com. Now, back to Walk.
Well, you're listening to Walk, and I'm Patty Compton Christopher. We have been covering the 91st Psalm, which is also the Psalm of, or the Prayer of Safety. And up to this point, we have done quite a bit of interpretation of that psalm, and so I will continue. I did want to say one thing. The last phrase we ended, "There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling." I like to think of our, you know, people as the dwelling of God. I like to think of it as the temple of God. And when we think of ourselves as the temple of God, then we know that nothing can enter being that defileth or maketh a lie. Because God knows no evil in his dwelling. He did not create evil. And he does not allow anything unlike himself into the kingdom of heaven. And so we can know that no plague come nigh thy dwelling. And as we are dwelling in divine consciousness of love, then no plague can come nigh us. Now further, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all his ways, in all thy ways. Love shall send his leagues of angels to your side to protect you wherever you go and whatever you do. Now, some people like to think of angels as divine beings and so forth. And I'm not going to say one way or another how you should believe. But I do want to know that, I mean, I do want you to know that what has happened for me is that when I receive an angel message from God, that's what I call it, any messages from God I consider angel messages, that I know it's all good. Now, sometimes there are conflicting messages, and that's the deal. You have to realize what is good and what is not good. And sometimes it's coached in good terms, but the result is always going to be bad. So that's definitely not an angel thought from God. Angel thoughts are always good and productive and worthy of paying attention to and being obedient to when they're the good. And he says, they shall bear thee up in their arms, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Well, that's what love's angels do. They keep you high. They keep you with divine love. And they guide you so that if you were to fall or mistakenly go the wrong way or come upon a stumbling block, they can prevent you from having any further challenges. Now, it doesn't say that we're not going to encounter challenges or stumbling blocks. What it says in the Bible is that God is with us. So all we need to do is to reconnect and know that God is our life, that God is love, that God is truth. And as we are able to declare that, and know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, that's when we feel ourselves lifted by those angel thoughts. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. You know, I like to think of the lion as those lion rumors, anything that would viciously come against you, that would seem to put you in an unfavorable position, seem to be against you as the image and likeness of God. And the adder, I think of as, you know, serpentine suggestions. The falsehood that likes to insinuate itself into thought. And those things just have no power because you can tread upon the lion and the adder. And even when it says the young lion, those are like the recent lies. Even if you had gotten rid of all that old junk and you had tread upon it, something else reared its ugly head, you can still trample on that. Step on it. And if there are things that keep dragging on and dragging on, that's the dragon. You can step on that with your feet. Now, I understand the feet to be my understanding. It's what we stand on with that understanding. Is truth, and truth always annihilates the serpent, evil. Now we go into a section where God is speaking and making the promises he always keeps. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. Well, divine love is telling you that because you have loved him and been faithful to him, never doubting, love will deliver you. And it says further, he shall call upon me and I shall answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Love is with you in trouble. Love, divine love, is omnipresent. You might take your hand away from him, but he never lets go of your hand. He never lets it go. He is always surrounding and protecting you. And he will take you and put you out of harm's way. And this is all because you have been conscious of his loving all presence. And you can call on him for help, and love will answer you. Love will be with you in trouble. Love will deliver you and set you apart so that everyone knows that love, God, loves you. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Love will give you long life, and the reason is because God is life. God is love. God is truth. So his promise to you is eternal. He gives you life because he is living you. He is living every one of those servicemen and women, and he is surrounding and protecting them. I will show you my salvation because you love. That's what God's saying. As we love those around us, even our enemies, and there are many forms of love, and we're going to get into that in another show, but even if you can only get to the very, very minimal point of love, which might be something like forgiving them their ignorance. Ignorance is ignoring the laws of God. So if that's all you can do, you are still loving. And so he says he will give you long life, because of course God is life, and he will show his salvation to you because you love. This is such a beautiful, beautiful psalm. If you haven't already made a copy of this psalm and put it in your pocketbook or your pocket, your wallet, whatever, take it out and refer to it when you're in times of distress, because this is a beautiful healing psalm. Now, I want to tell you about my healing of fear. I was preparing to go take some class instruction in Christian Science. That's where we learn to heal the way Christ Jesus healed. And I was going to be taking instruction across the Atlantic Ocean in England. I had chosen a teacher that lived in England. And right around the time that I was preparing to leave, the jet, I don't even remember the name of the jet, went down. And there was a great deal of fear that went with that. There was some sense that there was that this was a bomb had been placed on board and so forth. And I had a great deal of challenge with that. But I remembered that at an earlier time, when I was first learning all that I had to study a lot from this class, that God told me not to fear in the road ahead. So I knew that I had to be very sure that God was right with me, and that God was protecting me, and that I had no reason to fear that anything could happen to me on that flight. So I made it to the flight, and everything went well, and we were in class, and every night I'd come home from class and I would study more on the notes. And this was also during a time when there was a lot of bombing going on in Ireland, and that these bombs had actually been happening in various places in England. And so I had to overcome that fear as well. And what happened was, on one of these nights, I wasn't completely free of that fear, by the way. One of these nights, as I was studying, I began to hear, and I was studying late into the night, I began to hear bombs going off and machine guns going off. And it was a tremendous clamor, a horrible sense of war going on outside of the hotel where I was staying. And I became frozen with fear. And I started to panic. And even though I thought, well, I'll go to bed, and maybe everything will be fine. And it woke me up, and it got louder and louder and louder as it got closer. So I called home because I was kind of didn't want to call my teacher. I didn't know whether she'd be awake. And so I called home and asked my husband to pray with me. Well, I have to say it was very sweet of him to agree, but I didn't have a sense of anything from anything. And finally, I just said on my own, "Father, please help me." And immediately, I felt as though a steel girder was placed under my feet, and as though there was a steel girder placed at my back, and on either side of me, and in front of me, and over my head. It was amazing, it was wonderful, and immediately I was able to just relax. And I said, "Thank you, Father. Thank you, because I know you are with me even now. I know this. And I promise I will never be afraid." And I can tell you that after that, I could go on any ride at Disneyland, Disney World, and I had no fear. I wasn't afraid of falling off of those roller coasters or anything. In years past, I was afraid of everything. Everything made me afraid. No more. This is what love, divine love, does. And I just am so grateful that God has led me this far in my walk, that I'm able to share this with so many people. You can expect that this will be the case for you also. Now, coming up after the break, we are going to hear from my guest. Stay tuned. You're listening to Walk, and I'm Patty Compton Christopher on the Seventh Wave Channel of Voice America Radio. Coming right back at you, so don't touch that mouse. Don't move away. I'll be back.
Oh,
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
The Christian Science Practitioner's Office is here for you for Christ-centered healing. Matthew 19:26 says, all things are possible with God. Call area code 504-833-5511 for healing. Also, check out these websites for reliable information on Christian Science. In New Orleans, visit www.christianscienceneworleans.org. In other parts of Louisiana, visit www.christiansciencelouisiana.com or see the national website at www.christianscience.com. Vocally Studio Supplies, where you buy your vocal studio supplies for a song. Find our webpage at www.vocallystudiosupplies.net, where you can learn more about the vocal technique and products offered. Then, shop us at www.vocallystudiosupplies.com, where we have a variety of products, including books, posters, CDs, sheet music, breath control aids, and complete teaching packages. Vocal E Studio Supplies. Professional tools equal professional results. Visit VocalEStudioSupplies.com and .net today.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
You are listening to Walk. To reach Patty Compton Christopher, send us an email to walkradiovoiceamerica@gmail.com. That is walkradiovoiceamerica@gmail.com. Now, back to Walk.
This is Patty Christopher, and I'm back again with my friend Dick, and he has a wonderful healing that occurred during his first year as a chaplain in the Air Force. How are you doing, Dick?
I'm doing great, Patty. Great to be here.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing your testimony.
Well, you know, the chaplain role is kind of an interesting one. The origin of the term chaplain has to be with the one who, back to the armies of Charlemagne in early what became France, early Europe, was basically the chaplains were the ones who kept the holy relics of Charlemagne. And although we don't keep relics anymore, chaplains, when they work in institutional settings, are there to keep the holy.
Right.
They're the ones to see the holy, the precious, the God expressed, the sacred in people's lives, particularly in settings, institutional, that maybe sometimes are challenging to that sense of our humanity.
Right.
And so that this healing kind of spins on that that premise that there is something about God seeing us and the way God sees us that can be transforming, not just of our minds and hearts, but of our bodies as well.
Right.
So in this particular case, I was working at the Air Force's Basic Training Center my first year as a chaplain.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is boot camp for the Air Force. And when people are identified with physical or psychological problems, they are often not treated in basic training. If it's something that looks like it would be a protracted treatment, involve an investment of money, they would just be sent home.
Cool.
And this young girl had received a diagnosis, both from the physicians as well as the psychologists, of a number of problems that were going to hinder and arrest her progress through basic training.
Hmm.
They were going to be ones that would suggest she would not be fit for duty.
Oh.
Now, these were great individuals, these people who were caring for her, and they were doing their job, which was to identify people ready for training from the standpoint that they were able to look at cases.
Mm-hmm.
This young lady, though, was willing to look for a second opinion, and the opinion she was looking for was, what did God have to say in the matter?
Mm-hmm.
So she came to me and was wanting to pray about her situation. The diagnosis was that there was a physical problem. It had to do with the curvature of her spine, the alignment of a number of things in her, particularly in her upper body, including some organ functions that were not properly taking place. And there was a history psychologically of having been subjected to a lot of verbal abuse, diminishment of her worth, of her value, of her capacity. And it was very difficult for her to think of herself as being loved, let alone loving. How would you be able to love if you yourself had not known so much of it? But it stressed her sense of how to function in relationships. Mm-hmm. And one thing basic training is intended to do is cause stressful circumstances in which people's character is to be revealed. Mm-hmm. And so it made it difficult for her working that through. Now, because they weren't going to treat her, they were willing to just kind of let her be in training and as the paperwork moved through. And so it was great that we were given time to see this unfold, this idea of seeing her differently.
Absolutely.
And when a human history looks so arresting, so limiting, it's a great time to turn to a sense of God and history as his story.
Mm-hmm.
What does God say? What is God's narrative about each of us? And so we started looking to the Bible. And the Bible reveals so many places where God knew us even before we were formed in our mother's womb, even before we were born, we were known, our identity was established in the image and likeness of God. And it wasn't designed subject to material limitations,
mm-hmm.
or genetic predispositions, or social or emotional scarring.
Mm-hmm.
There was no authority for those. The authority lay with how did God see us? How did God see us? And if we could surrender the false opinion for the true opinion, surrender a human viewpoint for a divine standpoint, we would be on higher ground.
Right.
We'd be on a place where our footing was more secure. And we're told in the Bible to seek the rock that is higher than us, that higher vantage. And so we looked at those things, and we prayed to identify. She prayed daily and contacted me regularly, and I was praying to support her that she could feel the impetus of that higher view of herself that had never been touched, harmed, limited, or retarded in any way.
Mm-hmm.
And it was free. It was boundless. It was unlimited. And if she was called to a purpose, she was given everything she needed to accomplish that purpose. And with great humility, that prayer led us through several days and then weeks of her training where one obstacle after another fell away. She progressed through all the mental tests that were given to her. There's a fair amount of classroom work. There's also things that are physical, like the, we used to call it the confidence course, which was the old obstacle course. She managed to do that. She managed to do the marching and a lot of the physical things that initially had been seen as things she could not do.
Mm-hmm.
But it was her next to last day of training, and she still had one obstacle, which was to complete the mile and a half run in the amount of time that she had to, and she was still substantially over. And the night before she was to do that, for the last time she was going to have the opportunity to do that, I turned to Isaiah 40 and shared this passage at the end of that chapter with her. And here the prophet raises the question, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint."
Mm-hmm.
We tried to live in that passage and to see that as her story, her narrative,
mm-hmm.
that was speaking about her. It was very individualized. It mm-hmm. was something that she could claim to, a promise, an assurance. And the next day was one of the most joyful calls I had at that assignment, and I can remember through all the years of my chaplaincy work, that she not only had passed the test, the running test, mm-hmm. but she had done so with I think it was like 18 seconds to spare. It was really remarkable. She hadn't
wow.
just squeaked by. She'd actually had some extra time, an abundance by which she had proven her freedom there. And we rejoiced in that. She went forward with her training, went on to her next base where she got advanced training. But the big thing was that she felt the idea that God was going with her. God was moving before her, preparing the way for her, and enabling her to take on whatever she needed to. Mm-hmm. And that was the story that was going to define her life, not the history that had previously been so limiting for her. That was not going to be something she was allowed to attach to her.
Mm, that is wonderful, Dick. This is something that's going to give so much hope to many people who have suffered similar situations, and I think it was beautifully handled, and it gives hope to even people who are newly in the chaplaincy or new practitioners or anyone who is hoping to heal others, that it doesn't matter how much time you have under your belt with doing this, you can speak the word and it'll meet the mark. So that was beautiful, Dick. Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome.
Well, hope to hear from you again soon. Take care.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
The Christian Science Practitioner's Office is here for you for Christ-centered healing. Matthew 19:26 says, "All things are possible with God." Call area code 504-833-5511 for healing. Also, check out these websites for reliable information on Christian Science. In New Orleans, visit www.christianscienceneworleans.org. In other parts of Louisiana, visit www.christiansciencelouisiana.com or see the national website at www.christianscience.com. The Christian Science Practitioner's Office is here for you for Christ-centered healing. Matthew 19:26 says, "All things are possible with God." Call area code 504-833-5511 for healing. Also, check out these websites for reliable information on Christian Science. In New Orleans, visit www.christianscienceneworleans.org. In other parts of Louisiana, visit www.christianscienceLouisiana.com or see the national website at www.christianscience.com.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
You are listening to Walk. To reach Patty Compton Christopher, send us an email to walkradiovoiceamerica@gmail.com. That is walkradiovoiceamerica@gmail.com. Now, back to Walk.
Well, we're back again with on Walk, and we've been covering the 91st Psalm, the Psalm of Safety, and I'm just so grateful to have that wonderful testimony. I do want to say that it is really a wonderful thing for us all to pray for our servicemen and women. I've said that earlier today, but there is an example in the Bible in Exodus 17 where there is a big battle, and Moses and Aaron and Hur are on a rock overlooking the battle. And every time that Moses raises his hand, the battle is in their favor. And when his hand drops, then the battle goes in the other favor, the favor of the enemy. And he just was having a very challenging time keeping his arm raised. But with Aaron and Hur on either side of him, they would hold his arms up. And the battle ended totally in favor of the Israelites. So this is what we need to be for our servicemen and women. We need to be the Aarons and Hers for them, for our government officials, for all the men and women overseas, whether they're in the service or whether they're contract workers, whether they're diplomats, regardless. We need to be praying for them every day, holding their arms up and knowing that God is the only power, the only presence, the only mind. And it will be felt, and there will be only good come of it. So I'd like to invite you all to tune in next week to Walk. We will explore ways to express our gratitude to God for His many, many blessings. Meanwhile, if you have any questions or problems you need addressed, you can contact me via email at walkradiovoiceamerica@gmail.com. Now that's all one word. That's walkradiovoiceamerica@gmail.com. I'll be happy to answer your questions and help you heal your challenges. It's been my good pleasure to bring you this healing word today. And I remind you that with God, all things are possible. Further, let's remember what God said in Isaiah 55:11. God's word goeth out in righteousness and doth not return unto him void, but he maketh it to prosper in the thing wherein he hath sent it. So prosper, y'all. This is Patty Compton Christopher, and you've been listening to Walk on the Seventh Wave channel of Voice America Radio. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in today to Walk. Patty Compton Christopher will be back again next Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Central Time, and noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave channel. This week, take hold of Christ's healing power and change your life.